We continue Bezat Hashem in our Limud in Masechet Moed Katan. We are up to Daf Yud Zayin, although we are going to begin on the last two lines of Tet Zayin Amud Bet. This Limud is Leilui Nishmat Baruch ben Shelomo, Shelomo ben Reuven, Erez ben Miriam, Shaul ben Latifa, Sulika bat Chana, Esther bat Ladisya, and Simcha bat Ladisya, Alehem HaShalom. The Gemara returns now to the sugya of Nidui, and the halacha is said as follows. Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bered Rabbi Chiya Ish Kefar Ako. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rabbi Simlai. Rabbi Tanchum, the son of Rabbi Chiya from the city of Ako, said in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, who said in the name of Rabbi Simlai. Ve'amrila, some say the following halacha was said, Amar Rabbi Tanchum, Amar Rav Huna. Rabbi Tanchum said it in the name of Rav Huna. Ve'amrila, Amar Rav Huna lechude. And some say the following halacha in the name of Rav Huna alone. Okay, what is this halacha? On the top line of Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Talmid shenida lichvodo niduyo nidui. A talmid, a student of Torah, who was menade, who ostracized someone, lichvodo, due to the insult to his respect, to his kavod, someone insulted him, so he can put him in nidui. His nidui is valid. Which means, this nidui is not because the person committed anything, any avera. This is a personal nidui, that the Talmid is menadeh lichvodo, and it's a valid nidui because of standing up for the kavod of the Torah. The Tanya, as we learned in a braita that we learned previously, menudeh l'rav, menudeh l'talmid. Someone who was menudeh by the Rav because of a slight to his kavod is automatically menudeh l'talmid. The Talmid of that Rav has to behave with that person with the halachot of nidui. Menudeh l'talmid, eno menudeh l'rav. If let's say the Talmid put him in nidui, so although he is menude to other people, but not the Rav does not have to follow up with the nidui. He doesn't have to behave with that person with the halachot of nidui. So what do we see from this baita? La Rav hu de eno menude. It's only to the Rav that the nidui of the Talmid does not apply. Ha lekule alma menude, but to everyone else, the nidui is valid. So now, what type of nidui are we talking here in the Braita? Lemai. Why? What was the reason the Talmid shenida? The Talmid was menadeh, put him in nidui. Ibe mile dishmaya. If it's of matters relating to Hashem, meaning that the person actually sinned, he made a avera. So then, en chokma ven tevuna ven etza leneged Hashem. The pasuk in Mishle says there's no chokma, there's no wisdom or counsel against Hashem. Which means, why is it that the Rav does not regard him in nidui? Why menudeh l'talmid eno menudeh l'rav? If the Talmid was menadeh the person because of mile dishmaya, because he committed a sin, then the Rav should also comply. There's no chokma, there's no tevuna when it comes leneged Hashem. Ela lav lichavod atzmo. We see from here that the Braita is talking about that the Talmid was menadeh, the person, only because of the slight of an insult to his own kavod. And that's why the Rav is not included in this nidui. But we see from here that such a nidui is valid, is binding upon everyone else, with the exception of his Rav. Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Tzurva merabanan ave dina lenafshe bemilta de psikale. Tzurva merabanan, a Talmid Chacham, can be aved dina lenafshe. He can execute judgment for himself, on his own. Bemilta de psikale, in regards to something that he is sure about, which means he doesn't need to go and to ask a bit din and to that they should decide the case for him. He can carry out the judgment on his own in something that he's 100% sure. And so the same applies with regard to if someone behaves disrespectfully towards him, he could immediately put the person in nidui without having to go and ask the bit din. Now the Gemara is going to tell us a very fascinating story. Hahu tzurva merabanan. Dehavo sanu shum ane. There was once a tzurva merabanan, a talmid chacham, a big talmid chacham, that sanu shum ane, that he had a bad reputation. There were rumors about his behavior, that he was doing things that are not becoming. But at the same time, he was a very big talmid chacham. So now the question was what to do with him. Amar Rav Yehuda, this was at the time of Rav Yehuda, the talmid of Rav and Shmuel. And Rav Yehuda asked, Hechi Levid, what should we do? Lishamte, to put him in Nidui because of the bad rumors. Tzrichi le-Rabbanan, there's a problem. The Rabbanan need him because he's a great Torah authority and we need his teachings of Torah. How can I put him in Nidui? La lishamte, not to put him in Nidui. Ka mitchil shemad ishmaya. Mitchil milashon chilul. He's mechalel shem shamayim. It might bring chilul Hashem. Hashem's name will be desecrated if we will not stand up and put him in Nidui. So what should we do? Amar le Rabba Bar Bar Chana. So Rav Yehuda asked the great Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Midi shemi alach beha. Did you hear anything regarding this issue? Do you know what we should do? Amar le, he told him, Hachi amar Rabbi Yochanan. This is what Rabbi Yochanan taught. My dichtiv, we learned this in Masechet Ta'anit. What does it mean when it says in the Pasuk in Malachi, Ki sifte kohen yishmeru da'at, the lips of the Kohanim keep knowledge, V'torah yevakshu mipihu, and people ask Torah from him, Ki malach Hashem tzevaotu, because he is a malach, he is an angel of Hashem, meaning he is a messenger of Hashem. So Rabbi Yochanan explained on this Pasuk, that the Pasuk is telling us, which Talmid Chacham do you ask Torah from him? Do you ask questions from him to learn from? Im domeh harav lemalach Hashem, yevakshu Torah mipiv. If he is like a malach, if the Rav is like an angel of Hashem, which means he is pure, he is straight, he doesn't have a bad reputation, then yevakshu Torah mipiv, you should seek Torah from his mouth. Ve'im lav, but if not, he can be the greatest Talmid Chacham, it doesn't matter. If he's not with a reputation of a malach, al yevakshu Torah mipiv, then Torah should not be sought out from his mouth. So in other words, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana was telling him, based on this teaching, was telling Rav Yehuda that he should put him in Nidui and not worry about the fact that Rabbanan need him. Sham te Rav Yehuda. So Rav Yehuda, based on this, put him in Nidui. Lesov ichlash Rav Yehuda. Now, after some time passed, Rav Yehuda became sick, and he was about to die. Atu Rabbanan leshayu lebe, and the Chachamim came to ask him to see how he is, to inquire about his well-being, to see how he feels. Ve'ata ihu nami behadayu. And this Talmid Chacham, who was put in Nidui, he came along with the Rabbanan to visit Rav Yehuda. Katchazye Rav Yehuda chiyech. When Rav Yehuda saw this Talmid Chacham who came, he smiled. Rav Yehuda smiled. So now, that Talmid Chacham who was in Nidui, Amar Le, he said to Rav Yehuda, La mistaye deshamte lehu gavra. It's not enough for you that you put me in cherem. Ela chuchenami chayich bi. You're also laughing at me? What's going on here? Amar Le, so Rav Yehuda said to him, La bedidach mechayichna. I'm not laughing at you. Ela, you know why I'm smiling? Tekiazilna lehahu alma, because when I'm going to the next world, bedicha datai, I feel happy with myself. I'm going with a clear heart. Deafilu legavra kevatach lachanifile. That even to someone as great as you, I did not flatter. And I treated you fairly according to the halacha, and I put you in Nidui. And so that's why I'm smiling. Wow. Nach nafshe de Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda passed away. Atalebe midrasha. So that Talmid Chacham now was stuck with his Nidui, and he comes to the Bet Midrash. Amar lehu sharuli. He asks the Chachamim in the Bet Midrash, please release me from my Nidui. Amru le Rabbanan. The Rabbanan told him, well, gavra de chashiv ke Rav Yehuda lekaacha de lishrelach. We don't have a man as great as Rav Yehuda here to be able to release you from the Nidui that he put you in. Elazil legabe de Rabbi Yehuda nesi'a de lishrelach. You'll have to go to Rabbi Yehuda nesi'a. This was not, again, not Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, but his great-grandson, Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. Now he was in Eretz Yisrael. So they're telling him, you're going to have to go travel from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia, and he will have the authority, he has the clout to release you. So that's what he did. He traveled to Eretz Yisrael. Azal lekame. He went to Rabbi Yehuda Nesia. What does Rabbi Yehuda Nesia tell him? Amarle le Rabbi Ame. Rabbi Yehuda Nesia told Rabbi Ame, who was the Gdol Ador in Eretz Yisrael at the time, Puk ayin bedine. Please go and check out his case. Check into his case. Im ibe'el imishrele. If it's necessary to release him from the nidui, sharile. Release him on my behalf. I give you the authority. Ayin Rabbi Ame bedine. Rabbi Ame was me'ayin in his din, in his case. Savar ne mishrele. And he was about to release him from the nidui. He thought to release him. Amad Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani al raglav. There was there a great Talmid Chacham, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, one of the great Amoraim, was present. He stood up, he rose to his feet. And he said, oh, no, do not release him from the nidui. Uma shivcha shel bet Rabbi, lo nahagu chachamim kalut rosh ben niduyah shalosh shanim, Yehuda chaverenu al achat kama vechama. If even the nidui of the shivcha of the house of Rabbi, of Rabbeinu HaKadosh, remember her? We learned a lot about her. Amata devei Rabbi, the shivcha, the maidservant in the house of Rabbi. One time, she put someone in nidui. You hear this? She put someone in nidui because of disrespect. And you know what? Lo nahagu chachamim kalutosh beniduya shalosh shanim. For 3 years, the chachamim did not treat her nidui lightheadedly. They took it seriously. And they did not revoke her nidui for 3 years. If even the nidui of shivcha shel bet Rabbi was treated with such respect, Yehuda chaverenu, the nidui of Rav Yehuda from Bavel, our friend, how much more so we have to take it seriously and not release this tzurva merabanan from the nidui. So now there was a problem here. Rabbi Ami wants to release him from the nidui. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani all of a sudden comes in and says, no, you can't. So now who else was present there? Rabbi Zera. Amar Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Zera says, my dekaman, what's here in front of us? What's going on? De'ataha idna haisava beve midresha. That this old man, this elder, Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, came, he showed up today in the Bet Midrash. De'hakama shanela ata. Many years he didn't come to the Bet Midrash. And all of a sudden, bedafka, precisely at this time, during this discussion, he walks into the Bet Midrash. Shma mina la mibele mishrele. I see from this that this is Ashkacha Pratit from Shamayim. This is a sign from Shamayim that we should not, it's not lo mibe'eli mishrele, that we should not release him from the nidui. Nothing is a coincidence. La sharale. So Rabbi Ami did not release him from his nidui. Nafak, this tzurva mirabanan left. He went out of the Bet Midrash, ki kabache ve'azel, while crying and walking. He was in tears. You know what happened? Ata zibura ve'tarke a'amate ve'shachiv. A wasp came and stung him, a'amate, on his male organ, ve'shachiv. And he died at that moment. Now, how was he buried? Ailuha lim'arta de'chaside. At first, they brought his body to be buried in the cave with the Hasidim, with the pious ones. After all, he was a great Talmid Chacham. They wanted to bury him with the Hasidim, Vela Kibluha. But the caves did not accept him. The doors did not open. Rashi says there was a snake that stood at the entrance of the caves and didn't let them pass. Okay, Ailuha Limarta de Dayane. So they took him to the cave of the Dayanim, where the Dayanim, the judges, are buried. Vikibluha. And they accepted him. So he was accepted, he was buried with Kavod after all, not in the Me'ara of the Hasidim, but in the Me'ara of the Dayanim. Maitama, so the Gemara asks, why was he buried with such Kavod after all? After all, he had a bad reputation. De Avat Kirabil Ai. Because even though he sinned, but he acted according to the teaching of Rabbi Elai. What was the teaching of Rabbi Elai? The Tanya we learned in a Braita, Rabbi Elai Omer, Rabbi Elai says, if a person sees that his Yetzer Hara is gaining control over him, he should go to a place where no one knows him, where he's not recognized by anyone. He should wear black clothing, and he should wrap his head in black, like a mourner, like a avel. Maybe that's going to change his heart. Maybe he will be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara by remembering Yom Hamita, and he won't do what he wants to do. And if that doesn't help, ve'aseh ma shelibo chafetz, let him do what he desires there in private. Ve'al yichalel shem shamayim befarhesia, at least do not cause a chilul Hashem, do not desecrate the name of Hashem in public. So this person, this tzuva mirabanan, although he sinned, but he did so in private, making sure in a way that he was not mechalel Shem Shamayim, and therefore, because of his greatness in Torah, he was fitting, after all, to be given an honorable burial. So that's the story. Now the Gemara goes back to Shivcha shel Bet Rabbi Mayhi. The Gemara is curious to know, what was the case where the Shivcha of the house of Rabbi put someone in Nidui? What was that? So the Gemara says, "De amata de Rabbi chazite leahu gavra de hava machel ivno gadol." Hear this? Amata de Rabbi, the maid servant of the house of Rabbeinu Hakadosh, she saw once a person, a father, who was hitting his adult son, his son who was over the age of bar mitzvah, and she saw the father hitting him. Amra, she said, "Lehevehahu gavra beshamta. Let that person, the father, be beshamta, be benidui." She put him in Idui for hitting his son. Why? Because he's transgressing the Torah, the mitzvah of Lifne Iver lo titen michshol, do not place a stumbling block before the blind. Meaning, you're causing someone to sin. The Tanya, as we learned in a Braita, Lifne Iver lo titen michshol. What is an example of this pasuk? Bemakel ivno gadol akatuv medaber. Someone who strikes, who hits his adult son. That's Lifnei Iver. You know why? Because you're causing your son to become angry, and he might even strike back at his father. And who caused that? The father, who hit him first. That's Lifnei Iver. Lo titen michshol. You're putting him in a situation of Chas v'Shalom being nichshal in Avera. And because of this, Amata Devei Rabbi put this person in Nidui. How fascinating is that? Okay. Similarly, we have another story. Resh Lakish hava min natar Pardesa. Resh Lakish was guarding an orchard for pay. Ata hahu gavra veka'achil te'ene. All of a sudden, a certain man came and started eating some figs from the trees of that orchard. Rama beikala. So Resh Lakish raised his voice and yelled at him. Vela ashgachbe. But the person, he didn't pay attention. He kept on eating. Amar, Resh Lakish said, "Oh yeah, leve hahu gavra beshamta. That person is in Shamta, is in Nidui." Amarle, so the one who was eating the figs told Resh Lakish, "Adraba, on the contrary, leveahu gavra beshamta. Let that person," meaning pointing to Resh Lakish, "you're in Shamta, you are in Cherem. Im mamon itchayavti lecha, Nidui min itchayavti lecha? You're putting me in Nidui for no reason. Okay, maybe I owe you a payment. I ate some figs without permission, so I owe some money for you. Nidui min itchayavti lecha, but am I liable for Nidui?" And with that statement, the person left. Ata lebe midrasha. Now, Resh Lakish went to the Bet Midrash to ask what's the halacha regarding this. Amrule, they told him, the Chachamim told him, shelo Nidui, shelcha eno Nidui. Guess what they said to him? His Nidui, that he put you in Nidui, that's a valid one. Your Nidui, that you put him in Nidui, is not valid. So in other words, that man was correct. You should not have put him in Nidui for what he did. Umayta kante, so Resh Lakish asked, okay, so now what should I do? What's the remedy? What's the takana now for this Nidui that he put me in? So they told him, zil legabe derishrelach, you have to go to him so that he should release you from it. So Resh Lakish said, "But layedan ale, but I don't know him. Where am I going to find him?" Amrule, they told him, "Zil legabe nesi'a delishrelach. go to the Nasi, and he will release you from the Nidui. The Tanya, as we learned in a Braita, Niduhu ve'eno yodea minidahu. If someone put a person in Nidui, and he doesn't know, who is the one who put me in Nidui? So what do? Yelech etzel Nasi v'yatir lo Niduyo. You can go to the Nasi, and he has the authority to release, on behalf of anyone, to release a person from Nidui. Amar Rav Huna says, Be'usha hitkinu, in the city of Usha, which was one of the places where the Sanhedrin was, they made the following takana. Av bedin shesarach, the head of the bedin, the Rosh Av bedin of the Sanhedrin, shesarach, who sinned, en menadim oto, we don't put him in Nidui, even though that would be the punishment for a regular person, but we don't put him in Nidui. It's a chilul Hashem to put an Av Bedin in Nidui. Ela omer lo, rather, they say to him, Hikaved v'shev bevetecha. They say to him, honor, respectfully, they say to him, Hikaved v'shev bevetecha. This is a pasuk in Melachim Bet, Perek Yudalet. Keep your honor and stay at home. Which means, in order to preserve your kavod, it would be best just stay home, resign from your position, and don't come to the public. Chazar v'sarach, if that Av Bedin, after this case, if he sins again, then menadim oto. Then he is put in Nidui, mipenei chilul Hashem, because of the desecration of Hashem's name, chilul Hashem would ensue if people would start saying, oh, he spared this punishment because of his high position. So, second time, we put him in Nidui. Ufliga de Resh Lakish. Now, this argues with the opinion of Resh Lakish. The Amar Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish said, no. Talmid Chacham shesarach en menadim oto befarhesia. A Talmid Chacham that sins, we do not put him in Nidui in public at all. And he learns this from a pasuk in Hoshea Perek Daled, Sheneemar vechashalta hayom. If you are nichshal, if you stumble today, vechashal gam navi imecha laila. And if the Navi stumbles with you in the night, what does that mean? Kasehu kalaila, Resh Lakish says. The word laila at the end means that if the Navi, meaning if a Talmid Chacham, if an important person of Torah, stumbles, he sins, then his sin should be concealed like the night. It should be covered like the nighttime, and he shouldn't be punished in public. Regarding this, the Gemara continues and says, Marzutra chasida, ki michyavtsu v'merabanan shamta, when a certain Talmid Chacham would require nidui, to be punished with nidui, so Marzutra chasida, bereisha meshamet nafshe, first Marzutra would put himself in cherem, as a sign of respect for what he's about to do with the Talmid Chacham, vehadar meshamet ledide. And then he would put that Talmid Chacham in Nidui. This Nidui to himself would be as a to show honor to the other Talmid Chacham. And so therefore, ki hava ayil be'ushpize, that day when Marzutra would enter his house, where he would spend the night, shari lele nafshe, he would release his own cherem, he would release himself from his cherem, vehadar shari lele dide, and afterwards he would also release the other persons, the Talmid Chacham's nidui. That's the sensitive way with which Marzutra Chasida would handle a case of nidui of another Talmid Chacham. Amar Rav Gidal Amarav, Rav Gidal says in the name of Rav, Talmid Chacham menade le'atzmo u'mefer le'atzmo. Talmid Chacham can put himself in Nidui, and he can also release himself from his self-imposed Nidui. Amar Rav Papa said, Teteili, I deserve reward. Dela shameti tzurva merabanan le'olam. I never put any Talmid Chacham in Nidui. Ela, ki kamich yav tzurva merabanan shamta hech yavid. So the Gemara asks, so if so, when there was a case of a Talmid Chacham who deserved Nidui, what would Rav Papa do? Ki ha de bema'arava, he would do like they did in the West, in Eretz Yisrael. Mimnu angada de tzuva merabanan, vela mimnu ashamta. They would appoint the Bedin to give tzuva merabanan lashes. Angada means lashes to the tzuva merabanan. But they would not appoint bedin to put him in nidui, which means they would prefer to give lashes to a talmid chacham over nidui. Nidui is much more degrading, is much more shameful than even the physical punishment of malkut, of lashes. Now the Gemara wants to discuss a little bit the word shamta. My shamta, what is the meaning of the word shamta? We know it means excommunication, nidui. Why is it called shamta? Amarav, sham mita, over there is death, which means it's like killing the person, it's like death. Ushmuel amar shemama yehye, that he will be desolate, he will be alone, empty. Umehan yabe ki tichya betanura. And Shmuel says something amazing, that mehan yabe, the effect of the nidui, affects the person who receives nidui, ki tichya betanura, just like the fat that is in an oven, just like some of the fat will always remain absorbed in the walls of the oven. So too, some degree of the klala, of the curse that is contained in the cherem, in the nidui, continues to stay with the person even after the nidui has been nullified, has been cancelled. Upliga de Resh Lakish. Now this disagrees with the opinion of Resh Lakish. The Amar Resh Lakish, Keshem shenichneset b'matayim ve'arbaim u'shmona evarim, just like the nidui enters the entire body of the person when he is menude, into his 248 organs, kach keshehi yotza, so too when the nidui leaves, when he's released from the nidui, yotza mimatayim ve'arbaim u'shmona evarim, it leaves each and every one of his organs, which means there is no residue that is left, not like what Shmuel said. And the Gemara gives a support to the words of Resh Lakish. Keshehi nichneset, when it enters all the 248 limbs of the person. Dichtiv, as it says in Yehoshua Perikva, Vehayeta ha'ir cherem, and the city will be cherem. Cherem begematria 248 havu. Cherem is begematria 248, to allude to the fact that the cherem enters the person in all his parts. Keshehi yotza, but when he's released from the nidui, it leaves all his body. Dichtiv, a pasuk in Chavakuk, berogez rachem tizkor. Even in the time of anger, Hashem remembers rachem, he remembers mercy. And rachem, begematria hachi havu. Rachem is also begematria 248, teaching us that the gzera of the nidui is when it's revoked, it disappears entirely. Amar Rav Yosef says, Shadi shamta agnufta de kalba ve'ihi dida avda. The effect, the power of a nidui from the chachamim is so strong that even if shadi shamta agnufta de kalba, even if you cast nidui, you throw nidui on the tail of a dog, and it will do its work. It will harm the dog. And the Gemara tells us a story. There was a certain dog that would always eat the shoes of the Chachamim. And they didn't know who's causing this damage. Who's eating up all these shoes? So they didn't know who it is. They put in nidui, whoever it is that's doing this, that's eating up the shoes, is in nidui. Itlai be nura bignufte va'achalte. Soon after that, the tail of the dog caught fire and was burnt, which means to show us that the power of the nidui can have a harmful effect even on a dog. Hahu alama. There was once a alama. Alama means a violent person who was causing a lot of suffering, distress to a certain Talmid Chacham. He would always hurt him. The Talmid Chacham came to Rav Yosef. Amarle, Rav Yosef told him, Zil Shamte, go, put him in Nidui. Amarle mistafina mine. So the Talmid Chacham said, but I'm afraid of this person. If I put him in Nidui, he's going to harass me even more. Amarle, so Rav Yosef said to him, Shakil p'ticha ale. If you don't want to verbalize the nidui against him, then shakil pticha ale. Then you know what? Write the nidui down. Publish a written nidui against him. So he told him, kol sheken demistafin amine. He told Rav Yosef, even more so, how much more so I am fearful of him if he's going to find out. Amar le, so Rav Yosef told him, do the following. Shakle, take the piece of paper, the written nidui. Achte bechada, place it in a kad, in a jug. Ve'achte bei kivre, and take it down to the cemetery, to the Bet HaKvarot, where nobody is there. Ve'kari be'alfa shipure be'arbein yomin. And sound the shofar there for 40 days. Blow the shofar. Azil avid hachi. He went and he did so. Paka kada. The jug burst. It broke open. Umit alama. And at that moment, the violent person died. Mai shipure. So the Gemara asks, what's the reason that we blow shofarot by a nidui? Shenifraim mimenu. In the word shipure, in the word shofar, we have a remez, shenifraim mimenu, that punishment is taken from him, from the nidui. He is punished. Mai tevara. Tevara means shvarim, which means when we blow the shofar by nidui, we blow broken blasts, shvarim. What's the reason we do that? Amar Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda, Rav Yitzchak Bered Rav Yehuda says, from the name itself, Tavre Baterame, it breaks tall buildings, which means that the Nidui can break even someone who is high and powerful. The Tanya, as we learned in the Braita, Amar Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, Kol Makom Shenatnu Chachamim Enehem, Omita Ooni. Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, anytime, wherever it says that the Chachamim, Natnu Chachamim Enehem, they set their eyes with anger upon a person, well, it was either followed with Mita, with death, or Oni, or poverty. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah, V'hanazir v'hametzora mitum ato letahorato. It said in the Mishnah that the Nazir, whose the days of his Nazirut ended, during Chol HaMoed, or the Metzora, who needs to go from Tum'ah leTahara, who needs to purify himself during Chol HaMoed, and part of the procedure is that he shaves his entire body in order to leave the state of Tum'ah to Tahara. So the Mishnah said that these people are allowed to take haircuts during Chol HaMoed because they weren't able to do so before the Chag. Be'amine Rabbi Yomia Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yomia asked Rabbi Zera, B'shelo haya lahem pnai? Odilma af b'shehaya lahem pnai. Rabbi Yomia asks, this heter for the Nazir and Metzora to take a haircut, is it dafka only if they did not have time to take the haircut before the Chag? Or maybe is it talking even if they had the time to cut their hair before the Chag, and yet they're allowed to do so during Chol HaMoed? Amarle, so Rabbi Zera answered Rabbi Yirmiyah, Tanina, we learned this in a Braita. The Braita says, Kol elu she'amru mutarim legaleach b'moed, all the list of people that we learned in the Mishnah, who are allowed to take a haircut during the Chol HaMoed, such as people who were traveling overseas and things like that, b'shelo haya lahem pnai. By all of them, they're allowed to be megaleach b'chol HaMoed, only if they didn't have time on Erev Chag. Aval haya lahem pnai asurim, if they did have time on Erev Chag to shave, and they didn't, then they're not allowed during Chol HaMoed. However, the Braita continues and says, Nazir umtzora, by a Nazir and Metzora, there's an exception. Af al pi she'haya lahem pnai mutarim. Even if they did have time right before the Chag, let's say they became tahor right before the Chag, and they were able to take the haircut beforehand, and they didn't, still they're allowed during Chol HaMoed. Why? Shelo yishhu korbanotehem, so that their korbanot will not be delayed until after the Chag. Which means the procedure of the Nazir and Metzora is that they have to do giluach, they have to shave beforehand, and then bring korbanot for the end of the procedure of their tahara. So now, if they're not going to shave, then they're going to bring their korbanot after the Chag, if they're not allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed. and that causes a delay in bringing the korbanot in its proper time. In order not to cause the delay of the korbanot, we make an exception, and they are allowed to be megaleach during Chol HaMoed and bring the korbanot as well during Chol HaMoed. Tana, we learned in a braita, HaKohen veHa'avel mutarim begiluach. The Kohen and the Avel are allowed to shave or to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara asks, Hai Avel hechi dami? What's the case, what's the circumstances of this Avel that he's allowed to be megaleach? Ilema shechal shmini shelo be'erev haregel, if the eighth day, which means the day after his Shiva'a, fell on Erev HaRegel, on Erev HaChag, Ibaile legaluche be'erev HaRegel, then he should have shaved, he should have cut his hair on Erev HaChag. So why are we allowing him to be megaleach during Chol HaMoed? Ela shechal shmini shelo lihiyot b'shabbat Erev HaRegel. You'll say that the case is that the eighth day, meaning the day after his Shiva, fell on Shabbat, which was Erev HaChag. So therefore, that's why he wasn't able to shave on Erev HaChag. That's why he's allowed to during Chol HaMoed, because it was Shabbat. But the Gemara says, but even in that case, Ibaile legaluche Erev Shabbat, he should have cut his hair on Erev Shabbat, on the Friday. The Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Ravina Bar Shela, because Rav Chisda said, in the name of Ravina Bar Shela, halacha ke Abba Shaul. The halacha is like Abba Shaul, who holds that even if the burial was only 7 days before the Chag, once the Chag comes, the gzera of Shloshim, of the 30-day mourning period, is batel. It's cancelled. And umodim chachamim le'Abba Shaul, and chachamim agree with Abba Shaul, b'shechal shmini shelo lihiyot b'shabbat erev haregel, in a case where the eighth day, which means the day after his Shiva, if it falls on Shabbat, which was erev haregel, then shemutar legaleach b'erev Shabbat, that he's allowed to cut his hair on Friday. Because if he doesn't cut his hair then he's not going to be able to do so during the Chag. And therefore the Chachamim allowed him to cut it already on the seventh day, in such a case where his eighth day falls on Shabbat, which is Erev HaRegel. So therefore, the question is, what does it mean that HaKohen veHa'avel mutarim begiluach, they're allowed to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed? But in which case? If in this case as well, he should have taken the haircut beforehand, before the Chag, on Erev Shabbat. So the Gemara answers, lo tzricha, the case of the Braita is needed in the following. Shechal shvi'i shelo lihiyot b'shabbat erev haregel. The seventh day of his shiva, of his mourning, falls on Shabbat, which is erev haregel. So now, in that case, he for sure cannot cut his hair on Friday, because that's still only the sixth day of his Shiva, and therefore he's permitted to cut his hair during Chol HaMoed, in this case. And the Gemara explains, Tana Bara, the Tana of this Braita that allows him to be Megaleach during Chol HaMoed, Savar La Ke'Abba Shaul, De'amar Mikzat Hayom Kekulo, Ve'yom Shevi'i Olelo Lekan Ulekan. That's because the Tana of the Braita holds like Abba Shaul, who holds Mikzat Hayom Kekulo, that a part of the day is like the entire day. So the seventh day of the Shiva is the last day of the Shiva and the first day of the Shloshim. So on such a day, if it would have been a Yom Chol, if it would have been a weekday, not Shabbat, he would have been allowed to take a haircut lichvod the Chag. It's just that it happens to be it fell on Shabbat. Vekevan de Shabbat have anushu. And since it is Shabbat, so it's a case of ones. It's a case of something that is unavoidable to him. And therefore, because it's a case of ones, that's why he's allowed to take his haircut on Chol HaMoed. So again, according to you have to understand that the case that allows for the person to shave or to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed is only if there was an ones on Erev HaChag, which prevented him from being able to take his haircut before the Chag. So that only comes out according to Abba Shaul. According to Abba Shaul, who holds Mikzat Hayom Kekulo, that part of the day is like the entire day. So the Yom HaShvi'i Oleh Lo Lekan Ulekan, the seventh day is the seventh day of the Shiva, and it's the first day of the Shloshim. So he would have been able to take a haircut on that day were it not for the fact that it's Shabbat. So the fact that it's Shabbat makes it a case of Ones. Ones allows for him to take the haircut on Chol HaMoed. However, Tana Didan, but our Tana of the Mishnah that did not bring this case of Avel as a heter for him to be Megalea, for him to take a haircut on the Moed, which means the Tana of our Mishnah does not hold in this case that the Avel would be able to be Megalea on Moed. You know why? Tana Didan Savar La Kerabanan. Our Tana holds like Rabbanan de Amre, who hold Lo Amrinan Miktzat Hayom Kekulo, that we don't say that part of the day is like the entire day, and therefore the Akati Lashelim Avelut Shiva. So therefore, it comes out that on the seventh day, the day itself did not finish until the evening. It's not the beginning of the Shloshim. So anyway, he would not be able to take a haircut because it is still part of the Shiva, not because of the Ones. Even if it was a Yom Chol, even if it wasn't Shabbat, he would still not be allowed to take a haircut because of the halacha of the Avelut. That's not because of an Ones. And since he doesn't have a reason of Ones, therefore he does not have a heter to take the haircut during Chol HaMoed either. Now the Gemara continues and discusses what the Braita said regarding the Kohen. Hai Kohen Hechidami. When the Braita says before, HaKohen VeHa'avel, Mutarim BeGiluach, that they're allowed to take a haircut on Chol HaMoed, what's the case of the Kohen? Ilema Deshalim Mishmarto Erev HaRegel. If we're talking about the Kohen whose Mishmara ended on Erev HaRegel, his week of the Mishmara, where, as we know, he's not allowed to take a haircut during that week of his Mishmar, where he's dedicated to the service of the Beit HaMikdash, that's that week. So is it talking about the case where the end of his mishmara fell on Erev HaRegel? So then what's the problem? Then he should have taken a haircut on Erev HaChag. Why is it that we are allowing him to take the haircut during the Chol HaMoed? Lo tzricha deshalim mishmarto baregel. It's talking about, the Braita is talking about a case where he completed his mishmara during the chag itself, during the regel itself. That's why the Braita holds that he is allowed to take his haircut during Chol HaMoed. But what is the reason our Mishnah argues? Our Mishnah did not bring this case in the category of those who have a heter to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. That means our Mishnah holds a Kohen whose mishmara finishes during the regel cannot shave during Chol HaMoed. Why? What's the reason for the machloket? So the Gemara explains, Tana didan savar our, the Tana of our Mishnah that holds that he would not be allowed to take a haircut during the Chol HaMoed, he holds, kevan ditnan, since we learned in a Mishnah in Masechet Sukkah, Bishlosha prakim bashana hayu kol ha-mishmarot shavot. Three times a year, which means during the regalim, during the shalosh regalim, all the mishmarot would be equal. Be'emure ha-regalim u'bechiluk lechem apanim. They would share equally in the parts of the korbanot, of the chag, and in the dividing of the lechem apanim among the kohanim on that Shabbat that occurs on the regel. So all the mishmarot would receive an equal share. So the Tana of our Mishnah holds, Keman de la shalim mishmarto baregel dami. So even though officially his personal mishmara ended during the regel, but being that everyone, all the kohanim are equal during the regel, so it's as if his mishmara did not finish. And since it's as if his mishmara did not finish, he cannot take a haircut until after the entire chag. However, Vitana Barasavar, the Tana of the Braita that holds that this Kohen could take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, he holds, Afalgav de Shayach Behanach Mishmarot, even though he belongs to all the other Mishmarot during the Regel, which means they're all equal regarding the Lechem HaPanim and the Emurim of the Korbanot, but Mishmarteh Miha, but his personal Mishmara Shlimale was completed before the Regel, and therefore he's allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a Braita, Kol Elu She'amru Mutarim Legalech Bamoed, Mutarim Legalech Bime Evlan. All those who are stated here that they are allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, they are also allowed to take a haircut during their days of Avelut if they were unable to do so before the Shiva. So the Gemara asks, Vehatanya Asurim, but we have another Braita that says that they are Asur, that even those who are allowed to be Megaleach during the Moed are Asur to be Megaleach during the Shiva. So we have a Stira in Braitaot. Amar Rav Chisda, Amar Rav Shela, Rav Chisda says in the name of Rav Shela, Ki Tanya Hacha Mutarim Beshetechafuhu Avelav. The Braita here that we learned that says that he's allowed to take a haircut during his Shiva, it's referring to someone who had two periods of Avelut, one after another. That's called Techafuhu Avelav, which means, being that he had, unfortunately, one Shiva follow and already a period of Shiva that he had before, so therefore he has the heter. If he wasn't able to shave before the first Shiva, he has the heter to shave during the Shiva because it's too long of a time, it's too extended of a period to expect from him not to shave. So if he had two Shivas, two periods of Shiva follow one another, that's when the Braita is talking about, the one that says that he's mutal, that's what the Braita is talking about. But regularly, in a regular case of Shiva, he would not be allowed to shave. So the Gemara is asking, if it's talking about a case where he had two periods of Shiva, one following the other, then why does the Braita say, all those that were listed in the Mishnah that they are allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed, they're also allowed to shave during their Avelut? Why do you say those that are allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed? Any case, any person, even those that normally during Chol HaMoed would not have a heter, in a case of Techafuhu Avelav, then anyone would be allowed to shave at this time. Detanya, as we learned in a Braita, techafu avelav ze'achar ze, a person who had one shiva after another, hichbit se'aro, if he feels that his hair is too heavy for him, mekel betar, he's allowed to lighten it, he's allowed to cut his hair a little bit with a tar, with a razor, umchabes kesuto b'mayim, and he's allowed to wash his garments in water, so as not to suffer such a long time without cutting his hair at all, or without washing his clothes. So how could you explain that the Braita that says kol elu she are allowed to shave during Chol HaMoed are allowed to shave during Avelut? You're explaining it in someone who's techafu avelav. Techafu avelav, any person would be allowed. Not only those on the list of heter on Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, ha itmarala. But we explained on that Braita, amar Rav Chisda betar velo bemisparaim. Bemaim velo beneter velo beahal. Rav Chisda says that when it says that a person who is techafu avelav is allowed to cut his hair, it means with a ta'ar, with a razor, not with misparaim, not with scissors. And also this that it says that he's allowed to wash his clothing, it's bemaim, only with water, but not beneter velo beahal, not with any kind of soap. So therefore, there is a difference. That Braita that talks about a person who's techafu avelav, any person, he's allowed only, it's still with a restriction, he's allowed only with ta'ar, but not bemisparayim. He's allowed only with water, but not with soap. But the case of the Braita that says that those who were mutal to shave on Chol HaMoed are those who are allowed to shave during Avelut of Techafu Avelav, it's specifically talking about people who were not able to shave beforehand. In that case, he's allowed to shave totally, not only Betar, but even Bemisparaim, he would be allowed. So that's something that's allowed only for the people who are on the list of the heter of Chol HaMoed, which means that they were not able to do so beforehand. So this person who techafu avelav before the first avelut, he had some reason either because of traveling or whatever, one of those reasons that are mentioned by Chol HaMoed, that he was not able to do so before the first avelut. In that case, it's even more lenient than a regular case of techafu avelav. In that case, he's allowed even to use misparaim, even to use soap in his laundry. Amar Rav Chisda says, Zot omeret, avel asu betichboset. We see from here that generally speaking, avel is not allowed to do kvisa, he's not allowed to launder his clothing. It's only in these cases of techafu avelav that they allowed him to do it with water, or the case that we spoke about of techafu avelav and he had an ones that he was not able to do it before the shiva, he's allowed to do laundry even with soap. But normally, a regular avel would not be allowed to do tichboset. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned in a braita, keshem she'amru asur legaleach b'moed, kach asur litol tziponaim b'moed. Just like Chachamim told us that we're not allowed to take a haircut during Chol HaMoed, we're not allowed to cut our nails during Chol HaMoed either. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda, ve'Rabbi Yossi matir. Rabbi Yossi says, however, that would be mutar. To cut nails on Chol HaMoed is allowed according to Rabbi Yossi. Ukeshem she'amru avel asur legaleach b'me'evlo, and the same machloket regarding avelut. Just like a avel is not allowed to take a haircut during his shiva, he's not allowed to cut his nails during the shiva. That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi, however, says mutar. Amar Ula. Ula says regarding the halacha, halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda be'evel, vehalacha ke Rabbi Yossi b'moed. Ula says that the halacha is more stringent, is more chamur regarding avelut. So therefore, by a avel, we go like Rabbi Yehuda that he's not allowed to cut his nails. And regarding Chol HaMoed, we go like Rabbi Yossi, who says you are allowed to cut your nails during Chol HaMoed. That's the opinion of Ula. Shmuel, however, holds the following. Halacha ke Rabbi Yossi b'moed u'be'evel. We go to the, according to the lenient view, which is Rabbi Yossi, both by Chol HaMoed and by Avel as well, that they're both allowed to cut their nails. De Amar Shmuel, as Shmuel said, the halacha is there's a principle of halacha in general, halacha kedivrei hamekel be'avel, that always, whenever there is a machloket regarding avelut, we go like the more lenient opinion when it comes to avelut, and that's why we go like Rabbi Yossi, not only by Chol HaMoed, but also by avelut, that although one is not allowed to take a haircut, but he is allowed to cut his nails. We should always hear, Besorot Tovot, Yeshuot, V'Nechamot.